The group Citizens for Responsible Government is backing the recalls. Cheryl LaBarre, a plumber from Hayward in Senator Jouk's district, says Jouk's effort to craft a compromise bill that maintained many of the state's anti-pollution regulations was a slap in the face to his constituents, who need the good-paying jobs a proposed iron ore mine might have brought.
The compromise was not a compromise. It was my way or the highway. So thousands of people are going to lose out on jobs. I run a plumbing business. My plumbing business is down to nil. Mining is our history, it's our culture, and it's our future. Well, he just threw that down the toilet, and that's coming from a plumber.
LaBarre says it won't be hard to gather the 15,000 signatures needed to recall Jouk, but the senator says he's confident he did the right thing and that voters will fend off the effort to replace him.
And the majority of citizens would support a responsible mine up in this area. But where they disagree with Cheryl LaBarre, and they agree with me, is that the same citizens wanted a responsible mining law, and they found that the assembly bill was an irresponsible mining law.
Jouk's Republican partner in the mining compromise effort, Dale Schultz, says he's not worried at all about the recall effort against him.
As far as I'm concerned, there's really nothing new here. I'm comfortable with the way I voted, and from what my constituents are telling me, I did the right thing, and they're proud of me.
Meanwhile, Senator Jouk has called on the governor to appoint a bipartisan panel on drafting a new compromise mining bill. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.